Fast, efficient, and easy online ordering for physical therapy equipment and supplies is now available at our website, www.advantagemedical.com.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Well, thank you for tuning in again this week for PT Talker. A big hello to all of our new listeners out there. Our audience is growing by leaps and bounds, and we really appreciate it. I want to say a special hi to Jason from Dallas, Texas. I got your email, Jason. I understand I need to find more topics relative to your work in nursing home, and I understand you want us to maybe focus on the aging population a little bit more. So our staff is diligently trying to find good topics and good experts that we can bring on. Speaking of experts and speaking of good topics, lymphedema, that is something that I'm getting a lot of emails about, and I am proud and actually honored to have Gunter Close of Close Training and Consulting join our podcast today. Welcome, Gunter.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you. And I do want to say, now, you are a lymphedema therapist, and you're also, well, certified lymphedema therapist, I suppose I should say, and then
correct.
An instructor at the Close Training and Consulting Institute, which I'm assuming you founded.
That is correct.
So tell us a little bit about how you got started in the world of lymphedema.
Well, lymphedema is a topic that is not very well known in physical therapy and occupational therapy over the last few years. It has become more well known, but I would think that the whole movement of treatment for lymphedema has originated in Germany, and I started to become a lymphedema therapist in 1984, mm-hmm. So a little bit more than 25 years ago. Worked in Germany as a lymphedema therapist and subsequent became a trainer for physical therapists and occupational therapists in lymphedema therapy. And in 1990, we brought the treatment over here to the United States and founded the first treatment center for lymphedema therapy or patients with lymphedema in New York City. Mm-hmm. And that was under the direction of Dr. Robert Lerner. And I believe in around 1995, the whole field opened up to physical therapists and occupational therapists here in the United States.
Yeah. Now, why do you think that we're hearing so much more about lymphedema these days, and that there are people attending your courses and therapists who truly, you know, they're seeing the patient populations, and so they want to know how to specifically deal with that? What has changed over the years?
I think we hear more about lymphedema because much of lymphedema research is done in regard to breast cancer-related lymphedema. And breast cancer is a topic that is more and more, you know, understood by therapists, by a multitude of therapists. And when you talk about rehabilitation in patients with breast cancer, lymphedema is inevitable because lymphedema is oftentimes associated as a complication after breast cancer surgery or breast cancer radiation treatment. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, because people pay more attention to breast cancer and rehabilitation of patients after breast cancer, lymphedema is also more out there and more known and becomes, you know,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
People are more aware.
Right. Now, what kind of changes are you seeing, improvements in the techniques? Are you still teaching the same lymphedema techniques that today that you were, say, 5, 10, 15 years ago?
For the most part, we are treating lymphedema the same way that we did, you know, 10, 15, and 20 years ago. However, there are companies that offer better compression therapy applications, mm-hmm. which is one item that is used in lymphedema. You usually tend to compress the arm or the leg that is affected with bandages and other compression therapy applications, and there are more and more companies popping up that actually provide compression therapy applications, and they become more effective, better suited for the use in lymphedema. And I think we are seeing a few changes on that level. Mm-hmm. But the big picture is that lymphedema is being treated the same way that we treated it 25 years ago.
And that is, you are trying to move that fluid, open the lymph nodes. How would you describe it to our listeners that maybe just had that one class in PT school and are looking for a little bit more depth?
Mm-hmm. In summary, we actually have a 4 or 5 component program. One is we are trying to redirect that fluid that is stagnant in one arm or leg or whichever is the affected body part with a manual technique into areas of the body that have normal circulation, so the fluid could be received by healthy lymphatics and subsequent moved into the venous system. Then we follow that up with compression therapy, and that could be bandages or a compression therapy alternative. We also teach patients to take care of their skin and their nails in order to prevent infections. And then one vital step to lymphedema therapy is remedial exercises. So we do instruct people in doing exercises specifically for the lymphedema. Additionally, big part of our program, and that may be considered the fifth step in our program, is that we actually teach people the instructions in self-care. Mm-hmm. So when a patient is finished with the lymphedema therapy, they would be more or less in charge of controlling the lymphedema like a diabetic person would control the diabetes with insulin and so on.
So you kind of give them some control of their own destiny if they keep up with the exercises and then the treatments.
Exactly.
Very good. And so, as an industry, as a profession, as a lymphedema therapist, do you feel like things are progressing? That you're making a difference? That patients are being aided and helped?
Oh, absolutely. I think in the last few years we have seen a big change. First of all, the overall awareness of lymphedema has changed dramatically. People are much more aware of lymphedema. And in the therapy world, people are now being diagnosed with lymphedema and treated with lymphedema much more, you know, mm-hmm. immediately than they were, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And more hospitals will and are sending us, you know, therapists for the training so that a patient with lymphedema is receiving the care at a local facility and doesn't have to travel miles and miles away from home, which used to be the case a few years ago.
Still. Right. Now, the compression bandaging sounds like it's an important part of your training. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, that's one of the vital parts. And this is one of the components that the patient has to adjust to mm-hmm. living for many of the patients with lymphedema for the rest of their lives. It's something that will actually maintain or control the swelling from reaccumulating in the affected body part, mm-hmm. and that's an adjustment that the patient has to make when they are diagnosed with lymphedema, just like a diabetic person would be adjusted with insulin and subsequently will have to take it for at least indefinitely until we have something better.
Yeah. And you mentioned that there were some changes coming in the compression bandage area. What could you tell our listeners about that?
I think there are changes in how we now approach compression. I mean, if I compare it with 15 years ago and even 10 years ago, we put everyone in compression bandages, and it's a multi-layer wrap, which sometimes is cumbersome for people to adjust to, and the mobility is limited with those bandaging.
I suppose it's uncomfortable.
And sometimes it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And newer compression therapy applications can be worn with more ease. It's more easy to apply for patients with lymphedema themselves. Mm-hmm. And so there have some pretty dramatic improvements been made. The fact remains that a patient with lymphedema will have to adjust to some form of compression regimen, and that's part of the treatment that the patient is carrying on indefinitely. But the way we are compressing an arm and a leg has changed, and there are some improvements that are certainly, I want to say, more user-friendly and more advanced over traditional bandaging. And not that I'm saying that the traditional bandage is now gone away, mm-hmm. but it's certainly there are some improvements made that are easier for the patient.
How about as far as cost to the patient? Is insurance still covering those compression bandages, and is that getting better or worse than it used to be?
I think it's getting better, but it's a slow process because insurances are very reluctant to pay for services that are associated with lymphedema. Now, it has become a lot better to get reimbursement for the actual treatment of lymphedema when it comes to compression sleeves, compression garments, and some of the materials that the patient relies on for the rest of their lives. Essentially, insurances are reluctant to pay. Some of them are classified as durable medical equipment, in which case the insurance will pay for those applications. Others, because of their short lifespan and they need to be replaced relatively frequently, the insurances are reluctant to pay. Some do, and others don't, and it's a process that the experts are working on. There are some advocates, lymphedema advocates, that are working on better reimbursement for patients with lymphedema, but it's a slow process.
Okay. And just finally, we're getting close on our time here, but you don't see any new technologies out there other than the compression, but any forms of stim or anything out there that will aid a lymphedema therapist in their work?
Not at this time. At this time, it could still be perceived as somewhat labor-intensive, the work we do. There's a lot of one-on-one time required between the therapist and the patient, which, you know, some therapists have an easier time to commit to. Others have a harder time to committing to a long one-on-one treatment. There's not a revolutionary, you know, change in how we approach lymphedema. That is still something that researchers work out. Maybe in 20, 25, 30 years we have more ability to maybe fix the lymphatic system with lymphangiogenesis, the regrowth of lymphatic vessels.
Yeah.
Maybe some more surgeries will pop up. But at this point, it's really a rehabilitation issue and not much change from some time ago.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, wonderful. And if you hear of that new technology sooner than 25 or 30 years, you'll let us know, correct?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, very good. Gunther Close, you are a lymphedema therapist and the person behind Close Training and Consulting. If any of you out there would like to contact Gunther directly, how would they do that?
It would be best by phone or email, of course.
All right.
Should I share my phone number?
Sure. Let's give everybody your phone number and your email, if you don't mind.
Okay. The phone number would be 303-245-0333.
Okay.
And the email, the best email to get a hold of Close Training would be at me. Myself would be info@closetraining, that is K-L-O-S-E, training.com.
Got it. Okay. So if any of you out there want to contact Gunther Close directly, please feel free with questions or certainly to find out more information about the Close Training, his Close Training and Consulting Company. So I just want to remind you that you are listening to PT Talker. This is the place for business news and ideas just for therapists. My name is Jeff Worrell. I've enjoyed talking to you today. And Gunther, I want to thank you for taking your time to inform our listeners about lymphedema.
Sure, my pleasure.
All right. All episodes of PT Talker are available on iTunes. Hope you'll tune in there if you would like to hear previous episodes. And otherwise, we will see you next week. This is Jeff Worrell signing off for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.